Ohio House Representative Bob Gibbs. Ohio House Representative Bob Gibbs, along with his West Virginia colleague, Nick Rahal, have introduced the Regulatory Certainty Act of 2014. The bill deals with Section 404C of the Federal Clean Water Act, which governs the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to deny permits for discharging dredging and filling waste into waterways. While the EPA has the ability to deny permits for sites it deems unsuitable, Gibbs and Rahal believe the agency has overstepped its authority by vetoing sites before the permits are formally filed. In testimony for a hearing on water regulations, Rahal criticized the EPA for its alleged ideological zeal.
I represent a state that has been brutally beaten up by the barrage of regulations gushing out of the EPA. We feel we are under siege from an agency so power-hungry that it is gobbling up jurisdiction and taking power away from our states, away from other federal agencies, and ultimately away from the people. And any serious person looking at this agency would have to question if it has bitten off more than it can chew already.
Rahal and Gibbs are concerned that this preemptive veto authority stifles projects that could create jobs in their states, such as coal-fired power plants. However, this act could also have consequences for Bristol Bay and Alaska. The EPA initiated the 404C process on the proposed Pebble Mine project when it found that the mining could pose a risk to the local salmon resource. The Pebble Limited Partnership, which oversees the mine prospect, has responded by suing the EPA for overstepping its authority. The Regulatory Certainty Act would strip this authority from the EPA and, according to Alana Hurley of the United Tribes of Bristol Bay, remove a tool for vulnerable communities.
This specific effort is aimed directly at proactive action, which is what the people of Bristol Bay for thousands of Americans have asked for, and support that action. So this is a direct threat and attack on the people of Bristol Bay.
This isn't the first time such an effort has been made to modify 404C. In March, a similar measure was introduced in the Senate and known as the Regulatory Fairness Act. While the bill never advanced out of committee, Alaska senators were divided on the measure. In a May 29th town hall meeting in Dillingham, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski said it would not gut the EPA's authority.
404C vetoing of permits remains intact, and the administrator of the EPA confirmed that in public hearing to me, that we will have that protection in place, that this legislation does not impact the ability for the EPA to say, no, this mine does not work. You cannot meet the standards to provide for the level of protection for our waters and for our fisheries.
Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Begich, by contrast, believed the exact opposite.
This bill that they're sponsoring, I mean, really strips the EPA. For example, someone had just asked me this question, what does this all mean? I said, well, here's what it means. The community would not have an ability to do what they're doing right now. That tool would have been out of the toolbox. Because we have to not forget the EPA's initiative was driven by the community. The community stepped up and said, hey, EPA, could you please come in here as a third party and give us your views on this? And the EPA did. That tool would be gone under that legislation. That's why I don't support it.
The current measure, the Regulatory Certainty Act of 2014, was introduced in the House on June 12th and is currently awaiting debate and consideration. From Dillingham, I'm Chase Cavanaugh.